I'm in a men's group, and it's life-giving. It's one of the most refreshing things I do in my life when we sit around a fire or some food and share our lives. If you're not connected to other men or women in real, honest, vulnerable, and deep community, I couldn't recommend it more. The other day, one of the men was going through it, so we all took some time to pray over him and encourage him, and that happens frequently. Different men go through different things at different times, and we just lift them up to the Lord, knowing that in this battle of life, we get tired and we need one another in order to step into victory. That reality is on display in the story of Moses and the Israelites fighting a battle against the Amalekites in a battle at Rephidim. Exodus 17 tells it like this: as long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, one on one side, one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. Who is holding you up when you get tired? I get it. Some of you have bounced on church because you got hurt and it's scary to get real. But come on, if Moses needed help, Moses, the one and only Moses, don't you think you probably need some help too? Don't isolate yourself. Don't do life alone. Do whatever it takes to find the people who will hold you up when life gets heavy.